Back in January, six Food and Drug Administration scientists and doctors filed a lawsuit against the FDA, accusing the FDA of spying on their personal Gmail accounts when they accessed them from their government computers. The lawsuit alleged that information from those emails led to either harassment or their dismissal from the FDA. The emails included communications to members of Congress blowing the whistle on what they believed to be flawed review processes in the FDA, which had allowed medical imaging devices to be approved, even though they exposed patients to high levels of radiation. Documents confirming that such a surveillance program had been undertaken by the FDA surfaced recently when they were inadvertently posted online by an FDA contractor. The documents showed that the FDA had installed eBlaster spyware on the laptop of at least one employee and that it monitored email between the others. The FDA claims that the surveillance program was in place to investigate confidential information leaks and to ensure that its staff was not sharing trade secret information regarding these devices. But other FDA memoranda stated that the surveillance program sought to quell collaboration by FDA's opponents who were thought to be working together to put out negative and defamatory information about the agency. The FDA is not the only one. Both the Drug Enforcement Agency and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs are known to have purchased and used eBlaster spyware. Some listeners may already be familiar with eBlaster. For example, in running a virus scan, you may have noticed eBlaster come up as malicious spyware infecting your personal computer. This is because the same kind of spyware set to infect the computers of an unwary person can also be purchased from a legitimate company, Spectrosoft. The spyware is a stealth Trojan designed to record, save, and transmit all activity on another computer. eBlaster's defining feature is its ability to send all the computer activity information to a remote location designated by the spying party. The user agreement provides that it may not be used on a computer that the user does not own, but that provides little protection from those who use the software illegally. Spectrosoft spyware does have important legitimate purposes. Most prominently, such spyware is one of the few ways that a company can make certain that wayward employees are not transmitting a company's intellectual property to its competitors. It is also used to track employees who may otherwise use their business computers for personal purposes. Unfortunately, it also has its illegal uses that include ferreting out and punishing whistleblowers. Both the Stored Communications Act, or SCA, and the Whistleblower Protection Act, or the WPA, are implicated here. The SCA is violated by any kind of illegal email surveillance. The WPA is violated by a federal agency if it takes action against an employee because of disclosure of information that the employee reasonably believes is evidence that a law is being violated. The WPA is specifically applicable here because the FDA is alleged to have been conducting surveillance in order to prevent and punish whistleblowing. Whistleblower protection under the WPA has been weakened over time by various court rulings, diminishing its scope of application. Efforts have been made by members of Congress to put some teeth back into the WPA. Perhaps a spyware scandal implicating a still uncertain number of federal agencies will cause Congress to take another look at whistleblower protection. I'm Jay Kaysen.